A $1 billion appeal to rebuild Turkey. From the BBC World Service, this is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Leanna Byrne. Good morning. It's been nearly 2 weeks since a devastating earthquake in southern Turkey and northern Syria killed 40,000 people and displaced many thousands more. The United Nations has now launched a $1 billion appeal to help those in need. Turkey has made its own pledges to rebuild in the areas affected. The BBC's Victoria Craig has been looking into how much rebuilding will cost.
There are some serious doubts about how quickly this rebuilding effort is really going to take. The Turkish Enterprise and Business Confederation put out a report this week, and they estimated that the damage is about $85 billion. And it's obviously to homes and businesses, as we've been talking, but also to key infrastructure like the electricity grid, which in some places the group said was damaged, quote, to the point of extinction.
Where is that money going to come from, Victoria?
The government had a fund that has been called the earthquake tax. It's a monthly fee on things like mobile phone usage, and it was originally put in place following the deadly 1999 earthquake in Marmara, and it was supposed to end in 2003 but made permanent in 2004. And the whole idea is that all this tax money was going to go to public works projects to rebuild after that 99 earthquake. It's been reported that about $500 million was collected through that tax last year, but it isn't clear how that money has been spent and whether it actually went to the intended purpose of bolstering infrastructure. That's been a big criticism that we've been seeing outside of Turkey in the last couple of weeks.
Now, Victoria, you've covered Turkey's economy extensively. It's a country that's been dealing with really high inflation. Is the devastation caused by the earthquake going to exacerbate those economic problems?
Yeah, it's a big question and something that I really wanted to know, especially for young people, because these 10 provinces were home to a very young population. One 19-year-old I met at a shelter in the capital city, his name is Berkay, and he told me he was a second-year university student from Gaziantep, one of the hardest-hit provinces in southern Turkey. And he said, you know, he's considering life outside the country now.
Depremden önce görsel iletişim tasarım okudum üniversitede.
Before the earthquake, I was studying visual design at university. I don't know what to do now, but if I had a choice, I'd prefer to move to a country that has better conditions than Turkey.
Where do you want to go?
Avrupa'da herhangi bir yere.
Anywhere in Europe. It doesn't matter.
Why do you want to leave?
Ekonomik sıkıntılar. Bence en büyük sebep bu.
Economic problems. I think that'll be the main reason. Before, we were eating our meals for 5 liras, but now it costs 80 or 90 liras.
Öğrenci olarak burada çok zor geçiniyoruz.
So, Leanna, this is a story that isn't unique to Berkay. This is something I've heard for years through my reporting across Turkey. The economic situation, sky-high inflation that topped out at 85.5% in October, all of that is really fueling desires to go somewhere else in the world. But it's a very complicated endeavor, especially now, and especially for young people from the devastated region.
For sure, and I'm sure you'll be following that. Victoria Craig for the BBC World Service, thanks for joining us on Marketplace.
Thank you, a pleasure.
Now let's do the numbers. London's FTSE down, Europe-wide Stock 600 down, Nikkei down, and the Hang Seng is also down. Why? Well, investors are a bit unnerved by fears the Fed is going to keep interest rates high to fight inflation. Let's go to China now, where a top Chinese businessman has been reported missing. The Beijing-based investment firm China Renaissance has announced that it will be has been unable to contact its founder and chief shareholder Bao Fan for several days. Shares in the China Renaissance plunged by 26% to a record low after the announcement. Ian McWilliam reports.
He's considered to be one of China's top dealmakers and investors in the tech sector. The president of the Beijing-based China Renaissance Group, Zhong Lin, was detained by the authorities last September. According to media reports, the speculation that Bao Fan's disappearance may be related. He's the latest in a long list of top financial executives who've disappeared, often in relation to corruption investigations and a crackdown by Beijing on the country's tech companies.
Ian McWilliam reporting there. Now, you don't have to be a big soccer fan to know Manchester United. It's one of the most valuable sports brands in the world. Well, its American owners, the Glazer family, have put the club up for sale, and the deadline to show your interest is 5 p.m. Eastern. Since their stadium is literally right across the road from us, I thought I'd head over to ask fans what they'd like to see from a new owner.
I'd like to see redevelopments on the stadium, because it is rotten, like there are leaks in the stadium and stuff like that, and also like paying off the debt and stuff like that. So, and also like backing the manager, getting new players in so we can actually go and win things.
The Qataris might be buying it. Do you have any thoughts on that?
As long as they support Man United, they actually want to build a good project, I'm happy with it.
I feel like the club's been neglected by the Glazers for a long time now, so I feel definitely new owners, whoever they may be, and a bit of help with Old Trafford as well. I've been a few times recently, and yeah, you do get very wet.
You don't mind who it is, so you wouldn't mind if Qataris took it over?
No,
or anything? No.
No, I have no preference. I wouldn't mind Elon Musk, to be honest.
Is there anything specifically that you would like to see invested in?
Specifically? No, just the influx of extra cash from the Middle East will be good for the club in general.
Didn't Ronaldo say that it needed some improvements and some of the stuff is really outdated in the interview with the guy?
Piers Morgan.
Probably that then,
so
yeah.
You should ask him probably. Ask him. Answer.
So I'm back in the studio now with Ollie Dalbert Hansen. Ollie, you've covered sport for 20 years. Tell me why United is up for sale in the first place.
Well, the Glazer family took control of Manchester United nearly 20 years ago, and it's fair to say that their relationship with the fans hasn't exactly been great. The fans protested from the get-go, effectively. The Glazers took over the club with a hostile takeover and saddled the club with about $700 million of debt. The interest paid on that alone ran into the hundreds of millions, so the fans weren't best pleased. Then again, in April 2021, Joel Glazer played a crucial role in trying to get Manchester United to join a breakaway league, so to leave the English Premier League and join the European Super League. It was met with huge hostility. A Premier League game against Liverpool was even called off when fans broke into Old Trafford a few hours ahead of kickoff. The Glazers did apologise, but it seems enough was enough. And then in November last year, they said they'd be listening to offers for the club.
And Ollie, there aren't that many people around who have as much money as they need to buy this club. Who's in the running to actually buy it?
Yeah, no, you're right. Someone or a consortium would need incredibly deep pockets. Britain's richest individual is Sir Jim Ratcliffe. He's a billionaire boyhood United fan. He said he'll be tabling a bid, but the front runner has to be a consortium from Qatar. They're reported to be offering around about $6 billion or so. That's roughly what the club are hoping to get. There was late reporting yesterday that a Saudi Arabia bid could also be interested.
Ollie Dalbert Hansen, thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's it from the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. Thanks to Ollie Dalbert Hansen for being on both sides of the glass today, reporting and producing. I'm Leanna Byrne. Happy Friday and thanks for listening.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.